Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Beyond the Bench, the podcast created by athletic directors for athletic directors. I'm your host, one of the tri-hosts, Todd Gordon. Thrilled to be back with Aaron and Scott. It's hard to believe that this episode is the final one. We've kind of, you know, we were going to wrap it up, and we never did because, well, we got kind of busy. But still, here we are, sitting on my patio in Okoboji after a weekend of some fun and enjoyment, with some more fun yet to be had, truth be told, on this Sunday afternoon. But it's been an incredible journey. Over the past few years, you know, we've talked about a lot of different topics, issues, had some heartfelt moments as well, together with families and a lot of our friends, obviously, in the AD world. It's been a blast, and I know I couldn't have done it without our listeners' support, engagement, and encouragement, really, along the way.
Yeah, you know, Todd, it's great. Like you said, it's hard to imagine this being our last podcast. It's been great to work with you guys. It's been great to connect with our listeners over the years. We've always talked about, you know, as we share this podcast, it's just one thing we can share our experiences, insights, share some laughs along the way with the ADs that are listening along the way with us, learn a few things, laugh a lot, realize that we're in this together as ADs. You're not alone. And it's been a lot of fun to build the camaraderie amongst the ADs that have joined us as listeners and get us through the tough challenges that we face as being AD. So it's been great, and looking forward to our last podcast.
Yeah. It's, number one, it's been awesome working with both of you. And I said this, you know, we haven't had done a podcast for a while, but it's been just awesome to get to know Aaron and Todd better through this journey through the ADO Association. And you know, working through those last years as an AD was tough, and having both of you made it much, much better. Having you guys in my life, it's pretty special. So, sorry.
Snuck up on you there, Scott.
I know I did. But it's been amazing to see just the connections we've been able to make. You know, Aaron, you got that free breakfast in Columbia, Missouri.
That's right.
Thanks, Coach Link.
That
was awesome.
And some amazing things that have come from this. And now, you know, just for me to have the opportunity to work with you both on a day-to-day basis with Bound has been awesome. So we've gotten, you know, all three of us have gotten emails from ADs. We've gotten messages, you know, how can I get through this? You know, and Todd, when he brought this to us, he's like, how can we keep our ADs in this business? And it's that support. I mean, I know the last couple of years, mental health has really been a target, but we were ahead of that curve, honestly, in many regards. And so, again, just like Aaron said, that feedback and support that, you know, not only that we've been able to give, but that we've gotten back from ADs has been absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, I think it's been rewarding for us to have a place to kind of share what we've learned, you know. Mm-hmm. Wisdom just comes with experience, obviously, and experience in a lot of different things. The knowledge that you kind of gain with that, and then be able to pass that on through a podcast platform has been enlightening and encouraging at the same time. But, you know, we've been able to grow, too, because we've just talked with so many amazing guests, and we'll talk about a few of them here in a little bit, but we've just learned, obviously, you learn when you're teaching. You know, when you prepare a lesson, you prepare that lesson when we're in old teacher mode, and then you learn more than what maybe your students do or whoever you're talking to. So we've been blessed to be able to learn, too, through the platform of Beyond the Bench, and that's been a big part of what we've been able to do as well. So thankful for our guests too.
Yeah, I think too, and we're going to spend some time just reflecting on this, but I don't want to forget. We talked about a lot of serious stuff on the podcast and took on some tough topics and tough situations on the podcast, but I think one of the things I'm most thankful for with this is it also, I think, helped me. There's a lot of work to do in this area, but it helped me maybe not take myself so seriously and find the fun in the lighter moments of AD. I think we could just, if we're just feeling like we're in this thing alone, you just get down that rabbit hole in that tunnel, and it's AD stuff, AD stuff, AD stuff. And, man, we had some great conversations about hobbies, about things you do to get away from being AD, work-life balance. Mm-hmm. Had some, just did some fun, silly episodes that were not necessarily all about being an AD and being a better AD, but just having fun and enjoying life. Yeah, right. And so that's
surviving,
one of the big,
just surviving. Yeah,
yeah. That's one of the bigger benefits I think I got from this, is it made me step back and realize it's not all about officials and transportation and unruly fans and all that stuff. There's a lot of fun people in the AD world, you two included, and it helped me enjoy it more. That was a lot. I enjoyed those episodes as much as anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and honestly, I just feel like it's just how grateful I'm a lot more cognizant of, you know, just my relationship with you, but also just through the podcast, of just when I see people doing great things, how important it is to tell them.
And
being grateful for the opportunity. Now, as you said, Aaron, like, there's days that you're just like, what the F is going on? And why am I doing this? But having you two and going through the podcast really made me have to focus on the lighter side, the good stuff, and then just how many great athletic directors we have out there that are dedicated to supporting their student athletes, and knowing that it's going to be okay. Like, I know sometimes we just get in those holes and we look up and we're like, how the hell am I going to get out of this? And we get out of it by having a great network, mentors, helping others. Those are the reasons why, you know, this is a great profession. And, you know, for us three, I don't think the journey really ends here. Right. I think we can continue to learn and grow. And hopefully we can still help support athletic directors across the country in what we do with them. So.
Yeah, well said. So, let's talk about wrapping this up here. So let's get into our final episode. You know, let's just talk about how the journey started. And I would remind, I'll remind you up front here, those that are listening again, thank you for listening. If you tuned back in after us being gone for
6 months,
eight months, then thanks for turning us back on here for this final episode. We appreciate it. But, you know, there are 130 other episodes still out there recorded.
Out in syndication.
And,
just like MASH.
Yes, we were teasing before we went on. We're like King of Queens and Seinfeld now, and MASH, where the episode, you just keep going. So go out to your favorite podcast. I mean, we're there. Just pull up some of the old ones and listen to those too.
You know, maybe when this episode is done, this will be on the same level as the final episode of MASH.
It could be.
Right.
It could be.
I don't know if we'll have that.
I hope we don't lose anybody out there.
No.
Yeah, but it's maybe it's more like Seinfeld, where we just walk away in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Is this really a podcast about nothing?
Right.
Well, we've started that way now. Yeah.
We're starting in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were looking for something here today, well, forget it. This may be us chasing our tail around a little bit. We started, you know, back in 2018. We've talked about the beginning. Aaron and I sitting at, when I was the president of the IHS ADA, and I had just completed some numbers looking at the number of ADs that had left the profession in 2018 in the state of Iowa, and we were at 70-some, you know, and you start thinking, well, what can we do to help encourage those? Finding those that if you reach past year three, you're more likely to stay in it, but we were losing them in the first 1 or 2, 3 years. So we talked about what we could do. Well, podcasting was just kind of starting to hit then, back in 2018, I think. And so that's what we did. And it's kind of funny, you know, we recorded our first podcast on the Anchor platform. I would take my phone and I'd call in to these two guys and our guest. You'd give them a link. And we're all just sitting on our phones, talking on our phones. Well, we are recording. And then we progressed up to where we bought equipment and we had microphones and, you know, we thought we were kind of big cheese, and we had a whole different recording platform. And then on this final episode, we're back to
the
fundamental.
We're going old school.
We are just talking into my phone, sitting around a table in Okoboji. So here we are, back to our
Back to our roots,
as they say.
Yes.
And we just decide, what can we do to help encourage people? So then Beyond the Bench was born, and I have been reminded less than an hour ago of who came up with the name, Jeanette Stecker.
Yeah, see, I've been reminded more often than that.
Yeah, it's been more frequent than that.
Yes. So, yes, thank Jeanette will probably not listen to this because she doesn't care. So, but thanks to her.
She just wants the royalty checks keep coming in.
Yeah.
Yes, those are coming very frequently.
She's still waiting.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Checks in the mail.
That's kind of, it all started, but, you know, we did some introductory stuff. We recorded down in San Antonio. Boy, that was wild because we won't mention any names if they're listening of who was out singing karaoke that night in San Antonio.
Ooh, Pink Flamingos and things like
that. Including my wife, Deb Gordon. and then us, also serious podcasters at that time, going into our fourth episode, skipped and went up in an upper tier of the Marriott in San Antonio on the Riverwalk, and by God, we're going to record. We aren't going to sing karaoke.
I'm still going back on that. So you guys coming out with us? No. We got work to, we had to go back to podcast. We got to go back to podcast.
Yeah. And they looked at us like, you guys are a bunch of idiots.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we're kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. We're going to go podcast. You guys have fun, though.
You guys have fun. We're going to go record a podcast.
Serious people of the world are going to go do some work.
Yeah. You guys go have fun. Our first actual guest, dear, dear friend of mine, friend of the podcast, Mitch Osborne, Hall of Famer, coach and athletic director from Harlan Community. He was our first guest. And... Mitch always brings the wisdom and brings the noise. But Mitch was our first guest. And then, we kind of went back and forth. We had a lot of ADs, started reaching out to ADs from across the country. Talked with rookie AD. Our first rookie AD was Taylor Chapman from Spencer. He was in his first year. So we got him on, talked about.
Hopefully Taylor's listening to this in his BTB robe for being
the green jacket.
There are just several robes out there. Louis Curtis has one. Taylor may have one. The multiple guests people. So yeah, it was fun to just, talk to so many ADs from across the country, and we did focus a lot on the Iowa AD.
Yeah,
I mean we had a lot of them. What guests kind of stick out to you, Aaron, that you remember maybe the most?
Well, I think that we learned something from all of them, and we'll talk, hopefully, a little bit later on, like our favorite series, and I'd like to reflect on that a bit. But I like talking, one of my memories is Katie Gerrills, who at the time was head women's basketball coach at Marion University in Indianapolis. She's now the head coach at Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
But we had talked to her in early COVID.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And... we were doing a lot of reflecting that time about how our high school kids had lost so much in that spring of COVID, but then bringing her on and talking about how, they're on their way to the national battle, the tournament, and they're there for their whatever number of years tournament row, and the thing just gets shut down on them and stuff. But just, I remember talking with her, and I think sometimes we think that the college game is so different than the high school game and so different and business-like, and to hear her talk and reflect about how much that impacted and influenced them the same as it did for us in the high schools. But just her insight on that. She's a guest, I guess, that stuck with me over time.
Yeah. Scott, what about you? One of your favorite guests we had on?
Well, obviously, I'll be a little bit partial to Nick easily.
Yeah. Oh, he was a good one.
Just an awesome young man. And just listening about his journey from, wanted to play college football so badly. And just the grit that he showed in, turning down some Division I offers to kick because he didn't want to kick. He wanted to be a wide receiver. And taking the leap of faith to go to Iowa Western and doesn't play much his first year at all. And just keeps grinding, getting better, working every day. And then second year, Iowa Western comes from nowhere, All-American. Still, nobody offers him. He walks on at Iowa. Ends up winning, finally getting a scholarship and then being a, Outback Bowl MVP and then got a chance to go with the Buffalo Bills. Just what a encouraging story for people about the importance of the grind and doing the work. But I guess the one thing that he said that I will never forget is just how important it was that he felt like his coaches loved and cared about him.
Yeah.
And how important that was to the coaching process. Yeah. Not only the coaching process, but just the process of building relationships with kids. That was probably the most impactful one for me.
Yeah. And I have some too. I mean, it's my favorite one. I mean, I go with the first one that comes to my head, and two went back and forth. But the first one that came to my head was my former player, played for me in Manning, Chris Foreman, mm-hmm. who is now the sports information director at Purdue. He was with the men's basketball team and men's golf, but he's sports information for them. And, you know, it's kind of like you talk about Nick. It's, you're just so, I'm so proud of him and what he's been able to do and the passion that he works with. The passion that he has for Purdue and that program, he's a part of it. And you know, you're just proud of them as people, but just to be able to talk to him on a professional level, mm-hmm. and then, you know, for him to just sign off and say, thanks, coach. You know, when you're still coach with those kids, you know, that means a lot. So that's just, if personal, that's why that's my favorite a lot. But let's talk about maybe a favorite series that we had.
Unfortunately, I think this is going to be the same.
It might be close to the same. Scott, we can start with you on this one.
I honestly feel like it was the episode that we did with our student athletes, parents, officials. That was amazing. And then obviously our student athlete one was
that was
amazing. Right. You know, we had some awesome young people that are going to go out and be great leaders in whatever they do. But that was really, really cool to give just our ADs and maybe also remind us a little bit about why we do what we do and just how bright and how, like, I know we talk about worrying about the next generation, just like our probably parents thought about us. Like, when you talk to kids like that, you're like, okay, we're in good shape.
We're good.
We're in good shape. And I think a lot of times we forget that. But that was my favorite. And Kenneth Sauer is just an amazing young woman and, you know, had the opportunity to be at Missouri and then, you know, went to Texas and, you know, just what an awesome young lady. Just really proud of all of her accomplishments. So that was probably the most fun, you know, string of episodes that we did together that kind of had a theme through it.
I'll throw that in. That is back in season 3, right towards the start of season 3. So if you're interested in going back and hearing that, that's in season 3, right towards the start of it.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, of season 3. So that'd be a good one to put on repeat if you're traveling or want to listen to again. Aaron, what about you?
I'm trying to think your helicopter's coming.
My helicopter's coming in, so we got to be quick here. We're kind of a big deal, remember.
Did we mention that yet?
Yeah, we haven't mentioned the BTB helicopter. Thanks to Mound for sponsoring that helicopter, by the way.
Bill's in the mail there.
Right. Yeah.
Same series. We spent a lot of time thinking about that and putting that together. And I love where we landed for the name on that. We called that our educational athletics journey.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love the journey part of that because I think it emphasizes what it is for everybody. And you know, and talking with coaches and with parents and with ADs and student athletes and getting their perspectives. Love the student athlete one. I think the other one that stuck out for me was the parent one, and I'm going to apologize. I won't remember the gentleman's name from Rolling Story, but we had that
awesome
long time parent and then booster and remained engaged.
Yeah.
The wisdom and experience he shared in terms of and how important that is in parent groups, have that person who's been there, done that.
Brad Scar. Thank you.
I remember hearing him talk about how he would see those parents who are uptight and just struggling and all caught up in the pressure and the intensity of it, and would just try to have mentoring conversations with them. But yeah, I get it. I remember being there, but man, I'm on the other side of this journey now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, you got to sit back and enjoy this thing a little more. You got to enjoy the journey a little more because it's going to be over before you know it.
Yep.
And all you're going to remember now is how uptight, how frustrated, how tense and, you know, intense you were. I loved hearing the different parents' perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tried to push that out to our parents in our own communities and encourage ADs to do the same because I think it was so important for our parents to hear that message. Yeah. It's going to be over before you know it, and you don't want to regret missing the journey. because you're worried about officials' calls or who started when or who, what role people played. And so I like that part of that series quite a bit.
Yeah. It's tremendous. You know, I'll just throw another one in because, I mean, that was one of my favorites, too, the favorite series that we did. But our one-word series.
Yeah, that was awesome.
When we started to do that, that was fun. And, you know, apologies. We had recording issues. That's why this phone thing's probably better than trying to do it on some fancy platform, because we had recording issues this year when we were recording that, and it never got published because it was awful recording it.
Yeah.
But through that, through our one word and picking our one word and kind of having an accountability team, you know, we have connected with Taylor from Spencer, but also Michael Harrison from Florida, who's become a dear friend of all of ours. And now we have a tech strand, you know, that is out there and fairly active. And, you know, Michael is in a great school right now. Highly competitive school. And Michael's a great leader. And we've been able to just kind of follow his life with his quadruplets, right?
Yeah,
quads, who are in their 20s now. But, gosh, what a guy he is. And Taylor was just... Boy, I don't know. Our podcast guests have multiples.
Yeah.
Taylor, in the first year of having twins,
yep.
now coming on 9 months, maybe. But, you know, the friendship that we have with Taylor and Michael.
Yeah.
That's what this has done, not only to us three, has made us like brothers, but it's given us so many friends that that we never would have met. And it's funny, the story for me was last year at the national convention, I'm walking through the vendor hall alone because I have no friends other than you guys. You guys must have been busy. But I'm walking around the vendor hall just kind of moseying around. It's probably after my free gift.
That's hard to find in that place.
It was. That was huge. But I walk around a corner. And there's Michael. And I had never met Michael in person.
Yeah.
We had just done the video calls with him and that. But there he was. I knew who he was. And it's like, Michael.
Yeah.
He's Todd. And there we are. Yeah. You know, but so we shared a moment. And now we share some moments over, you know, the bourbon that he's drinking and the bourbon that I'm drinking at night that we're sipping. He did get some Templeton Rye, Iowa folks.
Yeah, he did.
He got Templeton Rye down in Florida. So he has tried that. But anyway, just thankful for their friendships. Yeah. But those episodes were good too, for us to take that one word and just to kind of live that together.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't think that'll stop.
No.
Even if we just do a phone call or a group call,
yeah.
We may not record it, but I think that's a friendship and maybe something that will carry on.
Hope so.
Yeah. For us, regardless of whether anybody else knows about it or not.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's kind of the journey we've been on, you know, through this 130 episodes. So, you know, what's next? I think those that know us know kind of what's up. But, you know, we all now work for Bound here in the state of Iowa, and we're...
Coming to a state near you?
Coming to a state near you.
Sounds that way.
Yeah, so we're excited with the journey that we're on together. Aaron... as in his first year of non-school August.
It's a different feeling, not scrambling to get all the sports up and running, make sure that all the physicals are turned in and all the registrations done and all that stuff. It's been very different. I'm looking forward to, I hear rumors. I haven't experienced yet, but I've heard rumors there's other things to do on Friday nights besides high school athletic events. And so I'm kind of anxious to see if that's true or not.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things like you hear the legends, but you don't really know it's true until you experience it. So maybe I'm looking forward to that a little bit.
You know, it is going to be fun to watch you through this first year and what you experience. Because I've always experienced it for a year now, going into my second year of retirement, semi-retirement. I just did air quotes on that.
Yeah. You might have to do double air quotes on that.
I got to do double until Deb lets me play golf full time. Scott, you're in your second year out. You're a year ahead of me. So we're all kind of staggered here. So we've all kind of experienced it in different ways. But, Scott, what do you... There's things you miss, right? But what have you learned in the last 2 years being away from the education world as far as being actively as an athletic director? What's one of the biggest things you've maybe learned in the last couple of years that you appreciate?
I think I never realized how absolutely just connected you are to the job. You know, we always say that, but I didn't really realize, like, as an AD, you are on 24/7, 365 mm-hmm. days a year. And it just brings me back to, you know, Chris Kaufman wrote in my book when I did the DNA of an AD, he talked about it's just that 24/7, 365, making sure that everything's running smoothly at your school. And how many times do we leave our families to go do something for other people's kids? And how important that is, and the impact that we have is so tremendous, and the responsibility we have to not just be managers, but be leaders of our athletic program. But I think I learned that it is okay to take a little bit of a break, even though I haven't quite learned that perfectly yet.
I was going to say, wait.
But hey, I will say, like, I feel like I was pretty good this weekend.
You were.
Yeah.
You were.
Now, I did do some late night working, but just to learn from Todd, you know, like you talk about this journey, learn from Todd that, hey, you got to enjoy the moments. You got to remember that. I always, and then when I think of Todd, I always think of that movie Click. Don't fast forward your life away. Mm-hmm. And so many times throughout my career, I did. I was fast forwarding to the next thing instead of really trying to enjoy the moment. So that is one thing I've really reflected on, and just how important it is that you do take time to reflect. And how you can get lost in this job if you don't take some time to just think, remember your why you're doing this, what's your purpose.
Right. Yeah, you can't go, go, go and expect to always be able to do, do, do. I mean, you've got to be able to step back. You're more effective if you take a break.
You're absolutely right.
And it's just so hard for us to think that way.
Yeah.
But
mostly because all your parents expect you to be at everything, and if you're not, they don't think you're a good AD. And I think we, as ADs, get that in our mind. If I'm not there, they're not going to think I'm doing, you know, my job.
And let's be honest, and this is, you know, one of the things I think I've learned here more and more. We bring that thought process on ourselves as ADs a lot.
Yes.
I think there's a mix there where there's some parts of our communities as ADs that are taking attendance.
Yes.
You know, are you there? You're not there. And if you're not there, but I think a lot of times we put that on ourselves.
Yep. You're right.
As ADs and as leaders. And I think people do that in any, you know, pick the profession.
Right.
If you're in a leadership role in a profession, I think you always put that pressure on yourself. And that's something I'm hoping, stepping away. It gets hard to get that 30,000 foot view when you're, mm-hmm. you know, in the grind of doing the AD job day to day for a single school community. I'm hoping to have an opportunity that I can back up a little bit, like those drones at the concert last night. They're just in and out all the time and zoom in and then zoom back out. But get to that 30,000 foot view and be there for ADs to help them see that more often than maybe I did as an AD. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to developing those relationships with the schools I work with and having those moments of opportunity from time to time to help them pull the blinders back a bit and take a deep breath and, because I didn't do that enough or get that enough, especially early on.
Yep.
I think that's really one of the most important roles that we're playing. You know, Scott, Aaron, myself, Brian Peterson, Mark Gunderson, as kind of working this bound director, working directly with ADs, is that we can, I mean, it's one of the best mentoring programs.
Yeah.
Non-sanctioned.
Yeah.
Non-sanctioned.
Use athletic terms. It's not sanctioned. But I do think it's what I've appreciated more this past year is just being able to talk if they want to talk.
Yep.
And not everybody does, and that's fine.
But how many conversations have you had this year with ADs that just need somebody to talk to that understands?
Yeah.
Right. I've had.
And it's not tons. Always to have an answer.
No, just to listen.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the most important things we can do.
Yeah. That has been really fun in this role with Bound, is how I think that we've been able to make an impact on just helping athletic directors beyond the technology and all that, whatever, but just helping ADs.
Yeah.
You know, with day-to-day problems, or if they just need somebody to vent to or talk to, that's been really very, very impactful.
Yeah, looking forward to that as the next phase.
Yeah, that was going to be my question to you. You know, Scott's had 2 years to kind of reflect on that. But what are you looking forward to, Aaron, to maybe learning the most about this first year out of the athletic director position? What are you looking forward to experiencing the most, maybe, too?
It's a good question. So, I here's the thing, and I'll say it this way, because I feel like it's going to be an extension of what we're doing here with the BTB podcast. Is that this has given me an opportunity over the last 4 years, 5 years, to meet other ADs and hear their stories and hear their journeys and their experiences and learn from them on that. And but it was still confined to who we talked to as guests or who might have replied, you know, put a post out there for us and things like that. And I guess I'm looking forward to an even wider scope of ADs and coaches and leaders in educational athletics that I can continue connecting with, learning from, hearing their stories and their journeys, and being able to connect with that, either learn something from them about myself, about my own leadership styles and things like that, or share my experiences with them and help them get through tough times or help them grow and expand in what they're doing. So I think it's just, I'm looking forward to widening, I guess, the experience, widening the journey to include more people.
A little bigger net.
Yep. I think it's going to be fun. And as I've found out here in the first 6 weeks of this, the business side of it is kind of intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got a specific role as Bound directors and expertise and strengths that we bring to it, but it's also fun to listen to the programmers and listen to the business folks in Bound and learn from their perspective of how they want to use this to serve educational athletics, something they're passionate about for their own reasons. But it's, again, it's widening that vision a little more.
Yeah, good point.
And just, Aaron, just like, I am excited for you to get out and talk to ADs in schools, just like you did it out in Ohio last week. I'm excited because you have a knack and a gift for that, so I'm excited to see where that's going to bring you here the next year, too.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think, you know, as we really start to wrap this up now, because
we can't keep this under an hour.
Well, you think? I was going to say, we've gone 33 minutes with no script, and we usually have a script, but this is just kind of, I guess I just decided, and I told the guys that's what we're going to do. Aaron said, do we have a script? Nope. We're just going to kind of go. So, but I think one of the biggest things I want to leave to you as former athletic directors and administrators is, number one, we've said it all along, become involved in your state association.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like, whatever state you're in, start to get involved in that leadership at your state level. And even if it doesn't, you know, go as quickly as what you want, just start to help. Help at the convention. And if there's a leadership role you might be able to fill at a district level or a local level, do that. Get involved, because
even if it's just, you know, like, you don't always we don't always have to be the leaders. Good leaders are good followers too.
Yeah,
you know, even if it's sitting in as a presider, a recorder at a session. I mean, there's so many ways and to get connected with your AD organization and build your network, and how important, I think we've all three seen how important it is to build good connections with athletic directors, because you learn so much from every AD that you connect with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So get involved. And, you know, we've mentioned it before too, have that network of support.
Yep.
Know who you can call when you need to call somebody.
Build your Mount Rushmore.
Build the Mount Rushmore. Yeah. And don't be, it's not a sign of weakness. No. It's a sign of strength to ask for help and to just ask for an ear sometimes. So know who those people are in your life and then lean into them when you need to lean into them. And just enjoy the journey a little bit. I don't have much else. I mean, I've just appreciated so much being able to do this. It was part of our routine. It was a part of our life for, you know, 4+ years. And again, I just, all of our guests that we had on, all the ideas that floated around. You know, one of my favorite things we did was once in a while when we'd ask for a quote.
Yeah.
What's your favorite quote?
Yeah. Yep.
And we kind of talked through some of those. So the interaction that we had with our listeners was a lot of fun. But it's just been such a great journey. And, you know, journeys come to an end. But then you get on something else and you go a different direction. So,
What's the name of that? Or from closing time, what's that lyric? Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of where we're at here right now. We're kind of put this to bed and then there's a new beginning starting up.
No doubt.
But, you know, Scott mentioned it too. So, you know, we have a pretty good network now of retired guys between us three and Brian Peterson and Mark. And if you need somebody to come speak to coaches or talk to your kids, you know, obviously.
And you guys can always be on the podcast Bound for Greatness.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you ever need a podcast itch, you can come on. We'll do it.
I would say just get in touch with Scott. Scott's our agent.
Yes.
Where would we be in this world without Scott Jarvis? I know where I'd be.
You'd be at a much higher level. I'd probably keep dragging you guys down.
Just not true. Well.
Yeah, you know, it's been, I just think, you know, when you get back to that organizational thing, you know, I remember the first time I met Aaron was in Anaheim, National Convention. I was on the scholarship for the IHS ADA. And just happened to plop down behind you in a session, and I was probably in awe of sitting behind Aaron Stecker from Cedar Rapids Candy.
And here's Aaron Stecker, second VP, trying to act like he knows what the heck he's doing with no clue whatsoever of what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, Jim Beamer trying to teach, which is always
Right.
Find yourself following Jim Beamer in this world, you got to stop for a second. Think, wait, where is this going to take
me? Right. Am I going to have a turtle farm?
Am I an investor now?
Right. Yeah, investing in a turtle farm.
Anyway, sorry, Todd.
It just goes back to the relationships.
Yep.
That's the biggest piece of, if you can take one thing away, just forge those relationships with people. And rely on them, lean on them, and enjoy them. Mm-hmm. Don't take them for granted.
No.
Don't take them for granted.
You say that. Isn't just amazing how long we've been at this thing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's back in 2014, 15?
I was at Carlisle.
I mean, that's like 8-9 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Been fun.
Very fun.
Yeah.
And much more fun to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Just don't know what train we're getting on right now.
Woo!
Well, my last thoughts on this, and I'm sure I'm speaking for the two of you on this. For those of you listening, now we've talked about some of our favorite episodes. I'm hoping you all know that clearly for all of us, our number one episode was the one we had our wives on. I mean, that was an assumption. We wanted to move past, I mean, we skipped that because you would all know that would be our favorite.
Why didn't you have me open the screen door when you said that?
Oh, so yeah.
The wives could hear that in there.
Yeah, they're in there right now saying they're not saying one word about us. That was our favorite episode. That was fun. I'd be remiss to not say that they've been incredibly supportive of us in this and giving up the time on Sunday nights, most nights, to take an hour, hour and a half,
right,
2 hours to do this, but that's one thing.
The hour pre-podcast, and then the hour recording.
I do want to thank them for that and their support, as with everything, but I think my last thoughts would be this. You know, Scott talked about it earlier. I have I built two amazing friendships
Amen.
Through this, and I appreciate you guys allowing me to tag along, ride on your coattails, and enjoy this journey with you guys. It's been a lot of fun, so thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Love you guys, and I've loved every minute of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just hope you start pulling your weight.
Well... That is a valid...
You're going to validate that statement.
Valid statement.
Oh, okay. No.
I hear where you're coming from, Todd, and I can appreciate it. And I'll do what I can.
Oh, we don't want to get... Yeah, that go too long. But, no, you're right. Scott, final thoughts.
I will just repeat what Aaron said,
how
amazing it's been to get to know you guys over this last, you know, being on the board together and spending weekend like this. Weekend was amazing. Todd, thanks for giving us the opportunity to come and stay with you and go to the concert last night and just sit in the pool and just talk. It was awesome.
I'm sorry, I don't interrupt that.
No.
Can we just all, just for a moment, so we went to this concert in the park last night. The concert gets going.
All right.
And Scott's chairs in the middle of all of us. And we're like, I don't know, half hour?
Yeah.
45 minutes into the concert or so. And we're all kind of looking around. And Scott's chair's been empty a long time. We all start to, where's Jarvis? So we start all texting Scott where he's at. Well, he texts us back. I'm like, are you okay? Oh, I'm good. I'm just down by the stage. He had snuck himself past security and gotten down into the VIP section. He's down by the stage enjoying the concert.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Got a good picture.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Scott Jarvis work right there.
Yeah.
So those of you working security, like in your off time, just if Scott Jarvis shows up,
turn
your back on Scott Jarvis. Don't chase that squirrel that he tries to get you to chase. Because
I put a little shiny object on the other side.
All right, just a little window. But
where in the world is Scott Jarvis? We all play that game.
Yeah, you know.
Even at concerts.
Yep.
Anyway, sorry you led me into that story,
no.
Scott.
That was typical.
Completely valid. I do that once in a while. But at the end of the day, I am so glad that I've got to meet both of you. Life is just better with both of you in it, so thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's it, boys. We'll wrap it up. Thanks to all our listeners for listening. Remember, there's 130 episodes out there. If you want to put some on repeat or you want to go check some out, check us on all those podcast platforms. Look for Beyond the Bench, and we will see you somewhere down the road. If you have any questions, still reach out. We're here.
Yep.
And our goal as 3 ADs from Iowa was to help ADs navigate the landmines that they come in contact with. And that's still the case.
Yeah.
We just put a little word in there called former athletic administrators, but our goal in life is still to help you. So if you need any help, reach out and let us know, and we will do what we can to help you. But don't do it alone. That's the big thing.
Yep.
Don't do it alone. That's the big thing you can do. So, as we always say, thanks for listening. Be blessed, everyone.